Tom, you know, newly confirmed U.S. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett will be immediately embroiled in some of the nation's biggest legal battles, including cases that could determine whether the president who nominated her gets 4 more years in the White House. To get some more color on that, we welcome Jordan Rubin, Bloomberg Law Supreme Court reporter. Jordan, okay, day one for Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett today. What's on her to-do list?
Well, first to do is to be sworn in by Chief Justice John Roberts, and then she can get to work. As you mentioned, she's immediately going to be met with some potentially contentious challenges, including when it comes to voting cases. Next week is when the next round of oral arguments are going to start, but even before then, she could wind up ruling on some pretty serious voting applications, like the one that we saw come down last night while she was being sworn in that came from Wisconsin. There are still ones that are pending coming from Pennsylvania and North Carolina.
What does she do? I mean, like, does she go to orientation? I mean, you know, what? Justice? You know, here's the lunchroom. I mean, what do you do your first day at the Supreme Court?
Well, you have to remember that these days are even a bit different from the usual because we're in the midst of a pandemic. So it's not like the court is being overrun with people from the outside. There isn't the one thing that the youngest or the newest or the junior justice has responsibility over is the cafeteria committee. That's sort of the grunt work that they give to the newest person who comes in. Of course, that's a little different during these times where you're not having the public coming in, oral arguments opening to the public. But she's been to the court before. She knows what to do, and she knows that she's going to have to be just diving into this work, namely in these election cases.
So, Jordan, does she bring a staff with her, or is it assigned to her? How does she really get up and running? Because, again, it seems like she's going to be kind of dropped into the deep end here because the court is very active right now.
Right. So every new justice has their own particular way of doing it. They do bring some of their own people. There are people already there that can help, as you say. And so this isn't a unique situation. It's happened before where people are coming in the middle of a term due to a death. And so the Supreme Court has its own really informal infrastructure that it uses to help people along, like Justice Barrett in this situation. So there's no reason to think that the surprising timing of all this is going to prevent her from being able to work as she would in a normal situation.
So, Jordan, what do we know about Justice Barrett here in terms of her rulings, her philosophy? How do you think the court is going to evolve? Do you think it will be a very solid 6-3 conservative leaning going forward?
To answer the last question first, yes, it is going to be a solid conservative court. In terms of what we know about Justice Barrett's philosophy, as she said, Justice Scalia, for whom she clerked, his philosophy is hers, and we have no reason to seriously doubt that. Now, obviously, each justice has their own idiosyncrasies, but the reason why Republicans and Democrats were each fighting so hard, respectively, is because we know she's going to be as advertised.
Well, let's lay this out, because I think a lot of people like myself really haven't lined up the ducks yet. It's a 6-3 court, which is not 5-4, which, you know, or flip it over the other way. Fine. So there's three. And then am I right that Chief Justice Roberts is 4 if he sides with the liberals? Is he the next one to side with the liberals, or is there somebody else that would flip over and make 3 into 4?
Well, it might be someone else, depending on the case. But the thing is, you have to ask in a given case, why would the Chief Justice do that? Now, sometimes the Chief Justice has crossed over to form a majority so he can help control the opinion.
But he can't do it, right?
Exactly. And so now what we might be seeing is perhaps more 6-3 cases than 5-4 with the Chief Justice in the majority, but doing so that he can potentially limit an opinion, although he won't in control.
Okay, so Jordan, one final question then, because we got to go on here to breaking news, but one final question, and that is, if he wants to come, if it's 6-3 and he wants to go over and make 3-4, is he allowed to talk to another justice to join him in going over to make 3 turn into 5?
Sure. There's a drafting process that goes on just in the normal course, and the justices are allowed to talk to
each other
as well.
So like he can say, I'll give you Nationals Red Sox if you come over and And that's a joke, Jordan. That's like, I know nobody.
You joke, but it's also not unheard of, although not necessarily in those terms.
Excuse me, what? If it was Yankees, holy, stop the show. Yep. If it was Yankees Nationals, that would be different.
That would be different.
Well, I think if it was for Justice Alito, if it involved the Phillies, he would be respected.
There we go. We're making news. Jordan Rubin, thank you so much. Bloomberg Law and Mr. Alito and the Justice Alito and the Phillies. Really, as well.